Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 5, verses 25 through chapter 6, verse 10. The Reverend Robert Zagore is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourselves, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as long as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The end of the letter here is sort of the culmination. The people of Galatia had been deceived by all sorts of Judaizers, people who came in and said, these are the things you have to do in order to be saved. These are the laws that you have to follow in order to be saved. And now, Paul, having spent the first five chapters telling them, no, if even an angel from heaven were to proclaim that, they would go to hell. You need to understand that you're saved by grace alone through the work and merits of Jesus Christ. There is no other hope and no other salvation. He gets to this last chapter. And I'm not putting down the translation. I always hesitate before I put down a translation saying that it's bad or that the average layperson couldn't understand the widest portion of the intent from the Lord by reading an English translation. But there's stuff here that you really ought to know about because it makes it sound like Paul, having spent five chapters talking about salvation by grace, is now telling you what you've got to do to be saved. How you've got to work in order to be saved. Keep in step with the Spirit. Well, actually, Paul is playing around with language here in a way that's absolutely beautiful and magnificent. He starts engaging what's known as the optative. It's a mood in Greek, and he uses it twice in the same sentence, which is really unique and really wonderful, and it's something that you don't really have to worry much about, but I want to tell you the difference between the command, you've got to do this to be saved, and the optative, which is kind of saying, this is what it looks like in a perfect state. This is what my dream is. This is what my wish is. This is what my hope is for you. And that's where he says, in what you Greek scholars would call a conditional sentence, if we really have life in the Spirit, then let's march along together with Him. Let's make sure that we're not wandering off the path, that we're in lockstep. The word that He uses for this is stoichsomen, which is the way that military troops march along the road in perfect step, the way that marching bands do it. In Greek drama, it was used of dancers walking in perfect step with one another. You've got a role here to play. The Lord has given it to you. You're in a great column of life. If only we could see, if only we could see what the apostle sees, what he wishes we could see here, that the church is a terrible army with banners flying, marching through time and eternity, a horror and a terror to the devils, a horror and a terror to all of those who are adversaries of life and adversaries of God, carrying in their very midst life and hope and salvation, which can never be undone, which will not lose, which will not fail. Carrying in their armory, a truth that can't be gainsaid, the sword of the Spirit, the bread of life, and the cup of eternal life, from which all of them drink a regular draft. This is who you are. It's not just something that you can attain someday. It's who you are now. We lose sight of it, and you might say, well, why do you lose sight of it? And the answer, of course, is sin. But I think that saying sin really in a church setting often leaves it with the wrong idea. We get distracted. We've got all these great gifts that God has given us, and we want to use them for other things, things that other people get, things that catch our eye, things that dazzle our brain. Got all these great gifts, why not make some money off of them instead of using them in the Lord's service? Why not use this great sophisticated wisdom that you have and do something that will get other people to cheer you? Or we just get locked up in ordinary life and we kind of lose the sense of what we're supposed to be there for. I remember back when I was in the parish, my first congregation, we had a baseball field back behind it, and the kids played t-ball back there all the time. We had a t-ball league, small town, so all the kids in town were there, and t-ball is the worst sport in the history of the world because the kids would rather be chasing butterflies in the field. They don't care that they're out there playing t-ball. Well, the kids are out in the field, and this is my team out in the field, and this kid who looked like he was about 42 years old kissed his wife as he was on the way up to bat, whacked this ball so hard, and it hit one of our little boys right in the chest, knocked him off his feet, and he just went, oh, and laid there on the ground, and he did one of those things where a kid's taking a deep breath and they're so intense about it that they can't even get the breath in, and all the adults come running into the... And everybody's saying, you okay? You okay? You okay? And then he lets out this scream that you knew was coming. Ah! Said, you killed my frog! What? You see, while he was supposed to be playing baseball, he had found a toad hopping around in the field, picked it up, put it in his shirt pocket. The toad was fine. But you see, that wasn't why he was supposed to be there. And that's what often happens to us. In fact, Paul even says that next one. He says, brothers, if anyone's caught in a transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him. He doesn't say if you're caught in a transgression, although that's the sense of the word. What he actually says is if you're caught wandering away, peripatomen, if you're wandering off, somebody needs to gently restore them. But be careful. And the translation that I have here says, lest you too be tempted. But I like being literal with this one. It says, lest you too be burned. See, that's what happens to the church and to our members. We forget who we are. We forget whose we are. And we start acting like the world. We start treating each other as though we're just in corporate America. We start treating the people that we've been sent to save all as though they're the problem that we need to overcome. It's really easy to do. And I know I'm as guilty of it as anybody who's ever lived. Paul calls us back. Not with an imperative, another way of using a Greek command, but with an optative. Calls us back to see. This is who you are. Have you forgotten? This is who you were saved to be. It's the reality of life, not just some aspiration. This is what Christ has made when he called you his body, his people, his church. Therefore, beloved brothers and sisters, not as an imperative, not as the way that you've been saved, but since you have life in the Spirit, let us march in step with him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for chaplains Carl Mueller, Tristan Engel, and Pon Chanthapon, who are deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.